Hello everybody, it's the Kevo Bands Hoops Podcast, and I'm back at you today with another episode. And I'm going to start a little mini-series in my podcast where we just break down NBA teams one by one. In each episode, I'm going to just talk about one particular team, and that'll be the end of it. So today, I'm going to talk about an interesting team in the Western Conference currently fighting for a playoff spot with two games left in the regular season, and that is the Denver Nuggets. Now, the Nuggets are a very interesting team, and I believe they are a good team that they can, if they're playing at their highest, they can beat a lot of teams in the NBA. If you want to break down their roster, they have Jamal Murray starting, Gary Harris, who's a Michigan State Spartan former, Paul Millsap, Jokic, Will Barton off the bench, Wilson Chandler. They have a good team. They have experienced players, and once they get more experienced, Trey Lyles is coming into his own from Kentucky. They're gonna be good. They're gonna be a threat. Plumlee comes off the bench for him. He's a hard worker. He used to start for the Nets, and I mean, I know that's not the biggest compliment, but it's something. You know, he has experience. Yeah, I think you give this team about two more years, they're gonna be real good. They're gonna be really, really competing and contending for a championship, and it might sound crazy, but this is not biased, but Gary Harris is slowly becoming the next version of CJ McCollum. He's a quiet shooting guard, but he will give problems, and anybody in the association will tell you that that kid is hard to guard. And Jamal Murray's coming into his own, and they just look good to me. Mike Malone's doing a great job. He's doing a great job with that team. That team, they lost Paul Millsap, and they're for a lot of games, and they're still contending for a spot. I'm pretty sure they'll make the playoffs as like a 7 or 8 seed, end up playing Houston and the Golden State. But you know, making the playoffs for Denver, the city of Denver deserves a playoff appearance. You know, the Nuggets are good. They're gonna be good in a few years, and I'm gonna keep saying that throughout this podcast because it's simply the truth. They have everything you need. They have a good center, a good point guard who's up and coming, a good shooting guard who's up and coming, an experienced small forward, an experienced power forward. They have everything. Maybe they can develop their bench a little more, but Will Barton is good. He's good right now. He's one of the best six men in the league. Plumlee is good. I'm trying to think who else they have. Trey Lyles is coming up. He's on the come up. Trey Lyles is good. He had a quiet and slow transition from Kentucky to Utah and now in Denver, but he's coming into his own player, and he's gonna be a beast. And the Nuggets are just good. Mike Malone has his team ready. He has them poised. Give them 2 to 3 years, they'll be top 4 seed in the Western Conference. And it's crazy to say that, but I think it's the truth. I really do. I believe in this team. They play an unselfish offense. Their defense is not half bad. And they're versatile. They have scores at all 5 positions. And that means a lot. And the NBA is slowly turning into an unselfish league, as you can see how the Warriors play. The Warriors aren't sticking the ball. They're moving, they're cutting, they're screening. They have action. And the Nuggets have that action. They have Jokic, who's probably the best passing center in the league. And people will debate with Marc Gasol, but you know, it's 1-2. 2-1, 1A, 1B, however you want to go. But I believe in the Nuggets. I believe in the team. I believe in Mike Malone. And I think that's how I'm going to end this podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for making it this long. And I'll see you next time.